The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
The Prophet says there are 10 things, though, of the dunya that this person will get, and there are 10 things of the akhirah that this person will get. Inshallah, we'll go through these tonight quickly. He says, 10 of them in the dunya, 10 of them in the akhirah. As for those that are in the dunya, number one, hub of my Ahlul Bayt is going to have the benefit of az-zuhd fi dunya. Wow. Love of Ahlul Bayt will entail the fact that I'm not too interested in this dunya. Al-hirsu ala al-amal, number two. Number three, al-wara'u fi d-din. Wara' means extra precaution. We have a hadith. It says, أَخُوكَ دِينُكَ فَاحْتَطْ لِدِينِكَ. Your brother is your deen and religion. Have some ihtiyat when it comes to your religion. Now, our fiqh, alhamdulillah, our fuqaha, our maraji, have identified which places we have to practice ihtiyat, which places we don't have to practice ihtiyat. But it's not like, oh, until I don't know, I'm good to go. No. You have people that come up to you, Malana, like, you know, is this haram? You're like, let me look it up. And so he's like, okay, I'll do it until you come with an answer. No, that's not how it works. What if there's a problem here? If you don't know the ruling, they say it's wajib to do ihtiyat. But no, if you know the ruling and you're not sure, is this applicable to this situation, that situation? In some cases, you don't have to do ihtiyat. Sometimes you do. In other words, there will be places and times in our deen that we have to practice ihtiyat. Are we going to do that or not? Al-wara'u fi deen. I am super careful not to walk on the edge. People say, oh, it's no big deal if we are sitting somewhere in isolation and we don't commit sins. We have to be in the middle of sin and then don't commit sin. Habibi, what are you talking about? First of all, it's common sense. Second of all, have you seen the hadith that say you stay away as much as you can from haram environments? Oh, but there's no big deal. Don't worry about the big deal, okay? Shaitan taught us that it's harder than you think. He failed his test. This idea, I have not seen one scholar, brothers and sisters, one scholar say, put yourself in a haram environment, then it's worth it. Then it has value, excuse me. They don't say that. Don't worry. Haram environments, haram situations shall come up. You don't have to chase them. They will come after you, especially on this side of the world. Well, I mean, in this day and age, any part of the world you're in, actually, it will come after you. You just have to be ready for it. The smaller harams that you are observing, watching out for, will get you ready for the bigger ones that will come. And Allah will send them at the right time. But if you haven't done the work with the smaller ones, how are you going to expect to pass the bigger ones? No, we must put ourselves in that. The only thing that's worth something is if you're, man, it doesn't match common sense. I'm sorry. Al-wara'u fid-deen, to be careful means I hang out with the right people, not with the wrong people. No, I'm going to hang out with people that are enemies of God, but no, I'm careful. We've seen more than enough cases of people. They started out good, hung out with the wrong people. Eventually, you find them elsewhere. Al-wara'u fid-deen, I would say, encompasses all of this. Why am I going to have wara' fid-deen? Because for Ahlul Bayt, everything was for them was the deen. They did everything for the deen. Imam Hussein, stay in Mecca. Don't worry. No, I'm going to be careful. Why? Because the deen is so important. I'm going to leave Mecca because I'm afraid the Kaaba will be compromised because of me. Number four, ar-raghbatu fil-ibadah. When are we going to reach this one? Al-raghbatu fil ibadah. Out of all the things the imams love, out of all the things the Prophet loves, the cream of that is going to be ibadah, for sure. But I'm not going to comment on this one, brothers and sisters. Al-raghbatu fil ibadah means you're inclined to ibadah. All I'm going to say is this much. How much is the model that we have today catering towards this? I don't know. Number five, at-tawbatu qabl al-maut. This is cool because it doesn't say at-tawbatu right away. It says at-tawbatu qabl al-maut. In other words, look, this person understands that I have to make sure that I leave this dunya, inshallah, in a clean state. Okay? So the Imam says they make sure they do tawbah in this life before they leave for the next. But my question is this. If I tell you that you should do tawbah before death, is that any different than me saying you have to do tawbah right away? Think about it. If this was a workshop, I would ask people to answer me. Is there a difference between saying you must do tawbah before you die and you must do tawbah right away after you commit a sin? Is there a difference, practically speaking, or not? Well, it depends. If you know that you're going to die, right, October 28, 2026, then yes, please make sure you do tawbah before October 28, 2026. But who can guarantee they know when they're going to die? In other words, if you want to make sure that you have repented from wrong, you want to make sure you've repented from wrong before your death, what does that mean? That means I don't know if I'm alive tomorrow, so let me make sure I do tawbah today. So practically, does it make a difference? No, it doesn't make a difference. Even these secular people say this. They say, look, the past has passed. Tomorrow, there's no guarantee. Live the now. I'm going to switch it up a bit and render it like this. The past is the past. The future, I'm not sure. Let me do tawbah today. Yeah. These sayings they have, you can always give it an Islamic twist. Just do it, Nike. No, no. Just do it so that you can build your akhirah. When it comes to a'mal and good things, just do it. And whatever else you can think of, I'm sure I can twist it in a certain way that will serve the purpose I'm after. All right. Next one. A person who loves the Ahlul Bayt. It says here, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nashatu fi qiyam al-layl." Once again, no comment. Okay? Because I had no comment to make about al-raghbatu fil ibadah that the Prophet said. He spoke about ibadah in general. Yeah? I mean, I don't know. Like, if we have a chance, in the day and age we live today, it's hard to make it to center in time and all of that. But wow, like, if there is a Salatul Jama'ah somewhere, if I can make it, why not? Ibadah in general, the Prophet spoke about. Now here he puts his finger on Qiyam al-Layl. No comment, brothers and sisters. To get up a little bit before Salatul Fajr. Right? 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We knew one of these ulama said, I'm going to like really bring the bar really low for myself even. He said, look, Ay Fatiminiya, he says this. He says, look, if you set the alarm, let's say, Fajr is 6 o'clock, you set the alarm for 5:45. Let me wake up 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, pray 2 rak'ah nafila, for example. You wake up and you're just not feeling it, man. You're just too tired. What does he say? He says, at least as you're turning over in your bed to snooze that thing, you say, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akram Al Akramin. Just call Allah with two lines. Can we do that? Can we afford that, brothers and sisters? Call Him in the middle of the night if you can't wake up even. Wow. If you know you're not going to wake up, you're young, you're too old, whatever, you know you can't wake up earlier. We have hadiths that say, pray your Salatul Layl before you go to sleep, for example. Like, Allah's like giving us all these cheat codes. Yeah? All these shortcuts as if. Who knows, on the Day of Judgment, we might see somebody who never woke up for Salatul Layl, but then their report card is all Salatul Layl. Why? Because they at least took these solutions that the Imams were giving them. A person, he says, who loves Ahlul Bayt takes this serious. And Nashat, by the way, Nashat means liveliness. Liveliness. This isn't going to happen overnight. Hey, 18-year-old who's listening to me right now. It's going to take practice. But inshallah, when you reach 30, 35, 40, you're not like when you were 18. Things take time. But at least we have a list in front of us of things that they have expectations of towards us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.